this morning, and thanks for sending it to us. Speaking of art and of great works that can move you, such as the Vietnam Veterans Memorial and such as the art we were talking about a little earlier this morning in Oil City at tonight's event taking place at the Graffiti Gallery, there is a great artists community throughout all of Western Pennsylvania and in Southwestern Pennsylvania. The Greater Pittsburgh Arts Council has long been doing work to try to help make our region a better place for artists. And it's really a pleasure to have Mitch Swain from the Greater Pittsburgh Arts Council with us. Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Larry.
Hi.
Sounds like you've got a lot of artists listening to your program.
We sure do. And thank you for your patience. I know I'm not running the trains exactly on time today.
That's okay. Happy to be here. Thanks.
Now, you've got an event coming up, and I'm thrilled that we're able to talk about it. It's called HEHO, which the H-E is for health, and the H-O, the first two letters of housing. And it's the first ever time that Greater Pittsburgh Arts Council is going to create this event for independent artists to try to get a sense of how they can get fair housing and healthcare. Tell us a little bit more about this.
Well, we came up with that fun name. You know, it's a health and housing fair for artists in the greater community, but someone just blurted out the words HEHO, and it just really stuck, and it just seems like a lot easier to remember and a lot more fun. And as you just said, I mean, we're really committed to empowering and resourcing the arts community with the tools that they need here, you know, in the region. And we really believe that the bedrock of a creative community is a vibrant, healthy community of artists, like some of the people that you were just talking about, and the things that are great things that are happening, not only in Pittsburgh, but Oil City and all around, you know, Western Pennsylvania. And we've got this great artist advisory committee, about 70 artists in the area that were telling us the kinds of things that they needed to be able to thrive and to be able to live here, and so we can attract more people like them to come here. And the two things that we heard were, you know, we need to really understand what the opportunities are for health insurance and what's happening, you know, with the Affordable Care Act. And we want to not only live here and rent, but we want to own property. And, you know, oftentimes artists move into communities and they're the first ones that are willing to take a risk. And then the neighborhood, you know, kind of grows up around them and they get priced out. So how can we help them to own a piece of their neighborhood? And so we'll be doing this health and housing fair to help people understand what those opportunities are and what it takes to become a homeowner. And it's, you know, it's not just for artists. It's for everyone, especially families and small businesses, to really find out, you know, what the Affordable Care Act means to them and how working families can purchase, renovate a home. It's going to be pretty fun.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of people have misunderstandings about the Affordable Care Act. And because in another life I was somebody who really spent a lot of time studying policy, I've taken time to read it and to try to understand it. And there are a lot of things that have been misreported on it. So this would be a good opportunity for people to learn if you're currently purchasing individual insurance or if you have no health insurance. You're going to learn from some real experts. It's happening a week from today, November 16th. That will be
at the
Kingsley Association in East Liberty from noon to 6. Now, you can just drop in, right? You don't need to be there
absolutely,
for the whole time.
Yeah, there'll be lots of different sessions, you know, one-hour sessions. And not only can you drop in, but If you have kids, I mean, we're going to have health care, we're going to have daycare available, so you can stay for a little while longer. And there's going to be some fun things there for everyone to do. It's not just going to be a typical house or housing fair. There'll be health screenings, performances, poetry readings, a film screening, a poster art exhibition, and like I said, you know, free child care, so parents can attend a one-hour session.
Well, this all sounds great. And you can also learn more about the Greater Pittsburgh Arts Council. Mitch has been a visionary leader, is president of this organization, and it's really been fun for us to be members and to feel included. I always joke, as a visual artist, I got nothing, but we feel very SLB, we're happy and comfortable and glad to be part of a creative community here in our region. And the arts embraces all of us in one way or another. And Greater Pittsburgh Arts Council is just a good organization to get to know better and to understand. And if you go to pittsburghartscouncil.org, you can learn more about HEHO, health and housing, the council itself, but also this event, November 16th, noon to 6 at the Kingsley Association. Anything else, Mitch, that you'd like to mention?
Well, yeah, I think I just want to point out, we're really pleased to partner with people like you, Larry, and Saturday Light Brigade. Also, the Kingsley Association has been huge, huge help to host this, and we couldn't do this without the help of Healthy Artists, Dollar Bank, Highmark, and City Paper, and a lot of other supporters, including the Artists Advisory Committee that's helped us to understand this. And you're right, Pittsburgh is a great, great place for the arts, and it's getting to be a better and better place for artists to come and live and work. And we want to do more and more of these kinds of things, so that we can just make that happen that much more quickly.
Thanks, Mitch. Thanks for being here so early in the morning. Enjoy the rest of your day.
And thanks, Larry.
Good luck. I hope you see a lot of folks next week. November 16th, noon to 6 at the Kingsley Association, pittsburghartscouncil.org, for additional information.